plate a potential nugget.
And maybe just given its topical COVID, right? That's changed the intensity to a different level, right? In terms of taking care of the online schooling, taking care of the kids 24 hours. Earlier, they were away for a while. How has that impacted men and women differently? Do you have a, maybe it's too early for detailed research, but do you have anecdotal insight into how it's impacting men and women differently?
Yes, I do. And I think it's really important that we distinguish between the short-term impact of COVID, which is for parents so much, and disproportionately for mothers, so much about the difficulty of homeschooling, the difficulty of having a child at home all the time, not able to be in play groups, not able to go to daycare, not able to have, you know, people in the house to help care for the child, maybe not being able to have the grandparents in the house carrying the child. This is a extremely challenging situation for parents. It's been especially challenging for women, and at least in the United States, is correlated with some declines in female participation in the labor force over the last 14, 15 months, which I do also think is related to the fact that women are disproportionately represented in retail and hospitality, which are probably the two most impacted sectors. Mm. So that's also, you know, that's COVID related, but it's not to minimize the challenge of that. It's been an enormous challenge, and it's been terribly, terribly difficult for many. However, I do think that there's also the side coming out of COVID, the switch to the acceptance of so many leaders of how effective virtual and flexible work can be, that is going to be over time an enormous advantage for women. Two examples. One, I was speaking with a head of HR at a client, is an energy company here in the U.S., in the South, in the Southern mm-hmm. U.S., quite conservative company. And she said, you know, this is going to be incredible. She said, we have had so much difficulty hiring women because we're very inflexible about anything to do with work from home. And you know, we don't give any allowance for people, their children's sick day, et cetera. She said, and, you know, women who have choices just don't want to work for us. And she said, now our leadership sees that our productivity has not been impacted by this at all. So they're becoming believers in it. She said, and I think this is going to make a big impact in terms of our ability to attract women. I was also struck. I read a long interview with the chair of Tata Corp, Mumbai based, in Financial Times. This was probably about 7 or 8 months ago, maybe even earlier. I think it was in last spring, fairly early in the pandemic. And he was saying that what this is going to do is to dramatically increase the pace of flexible work hours and virtual work. He said that he anticipated that Tata would be 70% people working from home by the end of this decade, by the end of the, you know, by 2029. And I thought that was really fascinating because although there are challenges in that, as long as you have children who are in school and can either have daycare or people in the, if they're very young children, in the home helping with them, that is a very good option often for parents, certainly having some flexibility around it. So I think that in the long run, this is going to be a big plus for women and for parents in general.
Hmm, that's a great insight. A lot of the mindsets around what it takes to be effective at work have fundamentally shifted in the last 12 months, and maybe that's an opportunity to level the playing field.
It really is. You know, I was just reading a piece of research today from ADPRI, I think it's called, Marcus Buckingham is associated with it. It was a whole analysis of some engagement surveys that they had done. And the biggest surprise to me in reading this engagement survey is they showed people who operate, people who are part of teams have higher engagement than people who aren't. But people who are higher part of virtual teams had actually higher engagement than people who were part of teams where they met on an ongoing basis. And that was a big surprise to the researchers and a big surprise to me. So I think there are more surprises like that out there. And certainly in terms of, you know, many organizations, there was a challenge for women with children in terms of travel requirements for executive positions. And that's one of the, I can speak from my own experience, that's one of the absolute best things about the experience, horrible and painful as it has been, that we've been through over the last 14 months, is this sort of reevaluation of the role of business travel. And that's another thing I think that's going to be equal, you know, level a playing field.
Thank you for listening. For more insights around COVID-19, please go to playtopotential.com. Visit the curated playlist section. And within that, you will find the playlist Coping with COVID-19, which has insights around coping with this pandemic from multiple perspectives.